Will you tell us your thoughts about studying on one's own and the idea of studying as a group?
I think both are necessary. When we study on our own, we can create an environment of meditation, and sometimes it's easier to follow a steady line of thought because we are on our own and we can advance at our own pace. So that's important. Personal study is very important. But then when we study in group, we have the input of different people, so these are different views on the same subject. If we only study on our own, we are limited to our usual way of approaching subjects. And that could become a limiting factor because it's very difficult to see something from a completely different point of view. But if we are in a group, if our mind is open and we are not self-centered in our own opinion, then the interaction will show different ways of looking at the same subject. And also, we can always learn from other people and get clarifications. But if we only work on groups, then we don't have our personal training. So we are not going to be able to contribute valuable things to the group. And we probably will miss a lot of what people say because our receptivity and our background is not sensitive enough. So I think both are necessary. The personal training and they complement each other.
Mm-hmm.